Welcome to How to Decorate from Ballard Designs, a podcast all about the trials and triumphs of decorating and redecorating your home. Each week, we'll help you unleash your inner decorator. I'm Caroline, and I'm on the marketing team.
And I'm Taryn, and I'm a product designer.
And I'm Liz. I head up the Ballard creative team.
We're your hosts.
Join the expert team at Ballard Designs for tips, tricks, and tales from interior designers, stylists, and other talents in the design world.
Plus, we'll answer a listener question at the end of each show.
So don't forget to send them to podcast at ballarddesigns.net.
Yes, we love answering them.
Now, on with the show.
So today, we have two special guests. We have our in-house experts, Kelly Vitrano and Amy Jordan, and they are both on our merchandising team. And Kelly, you've been on the show before, and Amy, you've been on the show before as well.
Yes.
And Kelly, you were here recently talking about how to pick the perfect chair.
That's correct.
Because you are our in-house expert on upholstery, but you are also our expert on outdoor furniture.
Yes.
So that's where we're going today. We're going outdoors.
Tis the season. We're all ready.
Right? I'm so ready.
Everything's blooming. Everyone's getting their allergies. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go outdoors.
At least in the south.
All nice and nasally.
We are all prepping for the pollinating that's going to happen.
Yes.
And Amy, you are expert on soft goods, both bedding and our outdoor textiles. So we're going to talk about that today, too. We're so excited to have both of you on here. Thanks for joining us today.
Excited to be here.
Hope we have all the expertise we need to have today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Are the experts without even knowing it. You guys know what's coming. You know what's beautiful. You know how to make a place really stunning and ready for outdoor season. So I think you guys have so much value.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Right? Or if you don't, we'll just cut all of this.
Kick us off.
Yeah, we won't ever put this out. That's what happened.
Do people like listen to this with their catalogs in hand?
I really hope so. I mean, that's what we're doing today.
Yeah. So is it kind of an audiobook if we do that?
There you go.
Right?
Like, that would be a sound machine to read just really slowly, like ASMR, the copy.
I love that.
Page by page, and then really crinkle
on
the pages.
Page 47.
Really cool. Have a little music in between.
Yes.
I love it.
Some birds in the back. Like a nice soundtrack. Okay. Sorry. So let's get started on what we actually want to discuss today.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about everything outdoor. So why don't we go ahead and start talking with furniture? So Kelly, what are some of the things that we want to look for outdoor furniture? And honestly, how do we find furniture that's going to last from season to season?
Well, there's a lot of things to consider in outdoor furniture. And I suggest that customers really look at the type of material that the collections that we offer. And we offer metal, which is primarily aluminum. We also offer teak. We also have aluminum collections. And last year we introduced some outdoor upholstery. So we have a lot of great options, and it really depends on what the customer is looking for from the standpoint of does it need to be assembled, because some customers really want to avoid that. Mm-hmm. So you move to basically our aluminum collection. They're all assembled with the exception of the outdoor tables. It's just a simple assembly base to tabletop. And outdoor aluminum is lightweight. And it is great for outdoor. It could literally last you decades. And the reason why it lasts so long is that we use a process of powder coating on all our aluminum finishes. And that's basically, it's a dry material that's fused to the aluminum frame. And it usually has an electronic charge, and that's how it's fused. And then once it's fused, then it's heated to the frame. It's cured to the frame. And so it's very similar to like an outdoor, like for an automobile or your appliances.
Oh,
it's
so
the same
really
process.
Indestructible.
Yes. Yes. Indestructible. Yes.
So that's good for if you have a not covered outdoor space specifically.
Correct.
Like something where it's under the elements.
Yeah.
Because
we
really want to think about too where we're positioning our outdoor furniture.
That's correct.
In the yard.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
So if we move to our next material, that would be teak. So for all of our teak collections, This is what in the industry, they call it KD, which means knockdown. And that means assembly is required. And so this is ship flat packed. And so there are advantages because it does save on shipping. So you have the benefit of that. And the way in which our frames are constructed, it is a tongue and groove. So it actually comes together like a puzzle. It's very easy assembly. And of course we have assembly instructions. So it's great because you are saving and people love the look of teak. So with teak, it will last outdoors. I mean, they've been using teak on ships for centuries. And so you'll see still teak detailing on ships and boats. And so the teak can be restored if you decide to let it patina and turn gray over from season to season, you could always bring it back to its original look by using some of the teak care products that we offer.
Yeah, we just started selling those this year.
Yes, which is really, really exciting. We have a cleaner and then a restoration process that you can use with the teak care products. And so that's great.
I actually did it because Kelly was like, hey, do you anything teak? And I was like, I do. And she was like, were you willing to try? And I had something really old. And I was like, I mean, it's either that or like trash
so
it.
So if it's fully grade,
yeah,
it will bring it. Yes. I kind of assumed it was more maintenance or like it's just a little bit of wear and tear had happened. But it's if it's gone fully gray, it'll bring it back to that warm.
You can restore it. Yeah, it's really amazing. So
it's pretty good.
I need a video.
Yeah. All right.
I've got a piece. I'll go get some.
Yeah, you can experiment because it is true. And it's great because some customers like it turning gray because it just looks very natural in your outdoor, you know. So it's really the look that you're going for. Then we offer now.
Wait, one second. How long should we assume teak will last? Like, what is the assumption on age?
Decades.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
It's makes a very teak out. Like, what are the properties of the wood?
The properties are that it's solid. And because it's solid, moisture really can't penetrate in the way it does with other wood. So it does, it's very dense, it doesn't expand, and insects can't get into it. So you don't have any bug issues for outdoor. Yeah. So it's pretty amazing.
Okay. So if you want wood outside, teak is really the way to go.
Yes, teak can be. We also offer eucalyptus in our Ceylon collection. And so that has different properties. It's still outdoor friendly, but we recommend that you use it in a covered outdoor area. So for instance, we offer a Sunday porch swing, which is awesome and a very good seller. We offer it in eucalyptus because it helps with cost, but also where are you hanging it? You're hanging a swing from a covered outdoor area. So it's been great because there's some cost savings. If you look at both our Ceylon collection in teak and eucalyptus, there is a price difference.
So eucalyptus is not as long in general.
Right. We recommend covered.
Yeah. But it's such a pretty look because it's a whitewash.
Yes. It's really pretty. So, you know, it just depends on what your outdoor space is. You know, if it's covered outdoor, it's going to be great. And then we offer woven, which is made out of actually plastic pellets that is extruded into either a round or a flat piece that can be woven to typically an aluminum frame that has the same powder coating that we use on our outdoor collections. And so it's amazing because then it becomes any kind of shape that you want it to be. You know, your frame determines it. So there's so many different resins out there and a lot of it you can make to look very natural. You know, it looks like it's actually wicker outside.
I feel like that's come a long way in like the last five years.
It looks really good.
Like it was a thing a while back. And now I feel like it's everywhere.
It is so everywhere.
Convincingly real.
Yes. And and it really feels like you're taking your indoor furniture outdoors because it feels more like a living room space. So it's very beautiful and it will last a very long time too. And of course, as we were talking through all these frame options, we always recommend that you care for your products, and we can get into that later. And we also offer outdoor furniture covers. So you want to, you know, off-season cover them. You know a storm's coming. You might want to protect them.
Like but everything in our homes. Like everything needs some sort of maintenance.
That's right.
But like Yeah, that's a good recommendation.
But the woven pieces are going to be okay out in the yard and uncovered as well. And I am super excited about our new woven collection.
It's gorgeous. Cape Town. It's really gorgeous.
It is so pretty. It has cane details. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know this. You designed it.
No. But someone on my team did. Okay, a talented another person.
But it just has such like beautiful curved details. Yes. It really is about giving yourself the opportunity to design a space outdoor in the same way that you would design indoor. Mm-hmm. And like it has that same sort of like feel to it.
It's very so graceful, beautiful. Very elegant, it's and it's a little bit more contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
but it's kind of, it goes back to that caning, like you were saying, that's even in, you know, a material you can only have inside that we've all loved for years. And it's so wonderful that now it's an opportunity that you can bring that outside.
Yeah. So. It looks amazing.
Yes. It really is beautiful. So it's a great material. We offer it in multiple collections, and if you look across the industry, it is really growing as far as what our competitors are offering. It's a very important material in outdoor. Yeah. And then finally, we have outdoor upholstery.
Okay, let's talk about
this. I want to know all about this.
I think it's because we all want it, but we're all terrified about it.
I'm scooting up on this one because this is so amazing because it's not only a beautiful, comfortable sofa, and beautiful swivel chair that's so modern, but the Santa Clara collection that we're talking about is just, it looks like it should be indoors, but it's outdoor safe. What magic are you pulling from that?
Because it really goes back to the frame, where we've partnered with an incredible vendor who uses all marine grade materials. So anything that you would use in outdoor construction, we use on this collection, and it's amazing. Even down
springs,
to the details,
decks,
it's all stainless steel, so it's going to be protected. And we use a Sunbrella fabric. It's canvas white, and we upholster the whole item. And then this year we've added some fun little cubes that come with the optional slip cover that's striped. So a lot of fun look.
Yeah, those are
to
super
that collection.
Cute.
I'm assuming the fill's different too.
The fill is, so it allows more run through so that you're
not
sitting
holding
down on a big squishy wet cushion.
That does sound less than ideal.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, you have friends over and it like downpours right before they get there and you're like, well, now it's all,
Yes.
Okay, so should we consider those for a porch, a covered area, or?
You know, it's really up to you. We err on the side of caution, so we recommend covered, but according to the vendor, it could be fully outdoor because of the marine grade materials. We have a lot of customers using them indoor.
Just that was going to be my question.
That's really cool. It is so comfortable though, too.
Yes.
So would you know it was an outdoor sofa if you sat on it?
Yes, I think a lot were ordered through our retail store, so we knew where the sales are coming from.
Okay, so people are sitting in it and they're like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And what's great about this is it is stocked. So they could order it right away. It's not, custom built.
Right.
So, I mean, it is custom built, but it's ready to ship immediately. And it's great. It's such a great look. It's so pretty. And we're really excited about expanding into more in the future.
Yeah. And is it just one color?
One color for now. We do have plans to move to more options.
Yeah. Yay. And for those of you who are scared of a white sofa, like it's because it is Sunbrella, it's bleach cleanable.
Yeah.
So
I raised 3 children on white slip covered sofas. So yeah, it's doable.
I'm
bleach
trying
is wonderful.
I'm trying it.
Are you?
It's not fully white, but it's close. And
I'm impressed.
I have 3 girls.
Impressed.
But they're messy girls.
I'm excited about the
they're not clean.
No.
And some people are like, girls are so clean. I'm like, no, mine aren't.
Yeah, no.
No.
Messy has no gender.
Chocolate on it all the time.
And for those customers that are fortunate enough to have pool houses, this is such a great option.
You're right.
Yes. And we actually
shot it.
That was the way it was shot in the catalogs, like my dream pool house situation that I don't have.
Right? We can all dream, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, no, like that, that page in particular is just so fun. Yeah, with, so fun. With our outdoor ping pong table. Yes. And yeah, it is where the cool kids want to be. Like, it's very cool. Thank you so much. You went into so much detail, Kelly. Thank you so much. That's so awesome.
No, super informative.
So we offer a lot of different outdoor furniture collections. What's your personal take on mixing collections?
Well, I personally love it myself. we have been introducing some new pieces in the line so that the customer has the ability to mix and match. So we do offer a collection of teak tables so they can mix it with other collections. We came out this season with the Lyra collection, which is a sweet little woven collection that has a scallop bottom.
Oh, it is so cute. Yes. That comes in a coffee table and a side table. Yes, right?
Yes, super cute.
And it's got just the sweetest little little scallop at the bottom.
Yes. But yes, we have some outdoor storage that could be mixed and matched, like our new Easton collection. Mm-hmm. It offers storage that could be layered into any one of your collections. And even like a crossover and mixing two collections together, whether you're mixing color or texture.
It makes it feel more like an indoor space. It does. When you mix it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Versus a fully coordinated set.
Yeah.
Yes. That feels more unique to outdoor furniture.
So yeah.
You're making and it an extension
it feels more
of
personal.
Your home.
Yeah.
It feels more personal to your style.
Yeah. That's exciting. I like it. Okay. I have another question that's for you, Amy. How do we move into like further personalizing into outdoor cushions and pillows? I know you, Kelly, are in charge of our outdoor cushions. Amy does our pillows. So what are some things that we're looking for when we're building out our outdoor space with replacement cushions and pillows?
Well, I'll start quick with replacement cushions. We do offer replacements for the majority of our collections. If they're newer collections, there's a little bit of a transition into offering the new. We've pulled back on the color selections this season, offering some solids and stripes that we know are our tried and true bestsellers. Mm-hmm. And we've expanded more into the pillow offering with patterns and colors and textures that Amy's going to talk about.
So I will say Kelly and I coordinate in the season so that we're making sure that we're using the same colors of, within Cimbrella or Inside Out so that they are going to coordinate well and match to each other. So that certainly helps. But I think pillows are the easiest place to bring in your personality. And you can do it every year or every couple of years. I certainly get tired of my pillows after a couple of years and want to change it up based off the trends. So I think if you do like to mix and match your furniture, then your pillow arrangements and colors that you choose are kind of a good way to bring those differing styles together and make them feel cohesive.
Yeah.
Or if you have a full set that's all matching, maybe you're not certain how to mix and match and make it look right, then I feel like your pillows are where you can really have fun and bring some personality into it. So, we have an assortment of lots of pattern. I think our girl loves some pattern. Our customer loves pattern. I love pattern. And then we have a canopy stripe, which is such a good layering.
It's a good
stripe. It's visually interesting, but it layers great with a floral, an olive or floral. And then plenty of solid options too. So I think if you've looked into, the kind of rules of thumb of styling your pillows indoors, I think it's sort of the same theories or same tips apply outdoors. You want to have a solid or something kind of simple and then have a denser pattern and then a more open pattern. So we're cognizant of that when we're developing an assortment and giving you guys options to layer.
Well, I love knowing that you two are talking so much about color and coordinating everything together so that, you can just go ahead and get an entire look.
Yeah. It's important. Yeah. So much. Just buy it all from us, guys. Yeah. You don't need to look anywhere else.
Well, what I do appreciate is your eclectic mixes that you've put together, too, in a sense, so that for the person who doesn't want to overly shop either, that's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So to be able to go one place and get patterns and colors that match is obviously such an easy shop. So,
And we're in a pattern-on-pattern world right now.
Like, you already did the work for us. Yeah. That's what I like. You did the hard work. Great. Now we just get to, reap the benefits of everything matching. I know I have, so thank you.
I do what I can.
I know. I am, too.
So we've talked kind of you know, the basics about the furniture. Is there anything even layout wise we're seeing different, or people putting more, anything kind of interesting people are doing outdoors this season?
I don't know layout wise if it's different. I do feel like the mixing and matching of furniture is more recent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe some of that is just that we have all of these weaves that look so amazing right now. I think the weave mixes well both with teak and with metal.
Itself more.
So I feel like that has changed the way everybody merchandises their outdoor.
Definitely. We did actually go into a little bit tracking back to cushions. We've changed our strategy to, we still offer three cushion types. We offer a knife edge with a self welt. And then we offer a box edge that's considered reversible because you can flip it. You know I flip mine after a party and I don't have time to scrub it down. I'm like, I think I'll just flip it for now.
Oh, for 1,000%. 1,000%.
Which is welted, a double welt. And
it's
then,
really disappointing if you flip it and you realize that.
Oh, I've already
decided to. You're like,
been there.
No.
Yes.
Then you pick the least dirty side.
Right. Let me just clean a couple spots.
Right.
But then we do offer fast dry for the folks that maybe don't want to bring the cushions or cover the cushions or bring them in off season. I mean, we use our outdoor space year round because we're in the South. So that's a benefit.
What does fast dry mean?
Fast dry is we have a mesh material on the bottom side of the cushion.
So you can't flip it.
You can flip it. But it does allow for a quicker dry. So if you leave it out in the rain, it allows it to penetrate the cushion and pass through it instead of holding it that you would if you had a sunbrella on both sides. Now, the mesh is a sunbrella fabric, but it's more of an open weave. So it allows the rain
to drip out.
Drip through.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Faster. Yes.
I mean, and that goes back to, again, if you don't want to, hey, listen.
It's called dry fast.
They might think it's a magic interior on it or something.
That's true.
What if the inside's different? Yes. I just want to understand what we mean when we say fast dry. So you're right. Yeah. There's no sonic inside or something.
No.
No.
No magic.
No magic.
The magic is in the mesh.
Got it. Oh, got
magic's
it.
In the
okay,
mesh.
Okay, sorry.
Copy notes.
Well, did you get... Wait, did you get to talk about all your cushions or did I cut you off? Fast dry? No, okay.
Yeah, got them all.
Well, okay.
I think things are a little more feminine right now, or I think we're seeing some feminine details come outside, like
I
ruffles and scallops and wavy details.
I love your wavy, ruffly pillow. Again, the edge, like with the stripes, it looks so good.
And on the canopy stripe, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really fun. It is so pretty.
It's kind of like the fun people have started having with umbrellas years ago, and now it's like continued to
trickling down to the pillows.
And the planters.
And the furniture.
And the
lanterns.
We do love a scallop.
We do.
Yes. So okay, so now we're outside, we're talking all the extras, the things that make these spaces like really sing. What do we need? Like
pillows. All the
pillows,
drapery. No, not trying to boost my business. No.
Probably the
pillows,
rugs,
lanterns, rugs. I feel like start with a rug.
I think that's the same kind of process that we go through on the inside of our homes. You know, you really have to consider that rug. And especially for outdoor, you've got the great outdoors. And so how do you define that space? Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have a patio. Maybe, you know, you have a covered outdoor space, but you want to bring some warmth and comfort into that space. So an outdoor rug is an ideal way to go. And we offer so much in performance, so many great patterns and colors. And we've got some larger prints this year, which is super exciting, big leafy prints. So the material is polypropylene if it's true outdoor. And then if we have what we consider polyester, we'd want to have it probably recommend for a covered space. You're going to, that's going to be of a polyester material. So that would be considered performance.
Yeah. So we call those out in the product names too. So if it's an indoor outdoor rug, then you take it outdoors. Yeah. And if it's performance covered porch or even indoors.
Yes.
Like great for a high traffic area.
Definitely. And some of the weaves, I mean, they're so convincing that they look like natural weaves when they're a polyester material. So it's pretty amazing because then you really feel like you're extending your indoor out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think like outdoor rooms is really just kind of where we're at these days with outdoor furniture and accessories and
And I don't know about you, but I have a husband with a power washer, and all he does is take up power washer and just hit that rug, and it looks brand new. Yeah. You know, a little bit of soap.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, it is. Oh. It really is.
Yeah. Some real-time ASMR.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally good.
Totally. Calms me down.
All right. So we have rugs. What about outdoor drapery, which again, who knew we needed? But
I think for a number of reasons, but A, privacy. I live in the city. We live, my neighbor's houses are probably, I don't know, 15 feet from mine. I can look into their window if I wanted to. So for sure for drapery, but I mean, for privacy, but I think also, you know, depending on the time of day, you want to enjoy your porch or your deck, you know, pergola or whatever. Sun can be beaming directly into your eyes, so I think it's helpful there too. But then, of course, it makes your space beautiful to have a drapery accent there. And again, it sort of is a way of bringing the inside out and giving your outdoor space some personality that
and definition
it may lack.
Right?
Yeah.
Cozy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cozy. So there is a new set.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. We haven't talked about this, and I've been like wanting to jump.
Very excited.
Everyone's very excited. Everyone in Atlanta is very excited.
Okay.
About
we need. We need to let our listeners know about this.
You know
these are mosquito repellent.
I knew as soon as you
drapery. And I'm so serious. They are mosquito repellent.
Not even repellent. I mean, yes, but the mosquito is going to die.
It's going to die.
About 30 minutes after it touches the drapery panel. It's a sheer. So it's a sheer panel.
It's a sheer panel. Mm-hmm. And it's safe for children and pets. It is not safe for
bees.
And bees. It is not safe for mosquitoes at all.
That is
amazing.
It's amazing. And like, this is just so incredible. So the fabric is...
So the fabric has like an insecticide sort of
woven
into it.
That's flower-based.
That's flower-based, which is why it's safe. Yeah. I had it open. I can't remember which. Chrysanthemum, maybe? I think that's what it was. So it's woven in and the insect lands on it, which it's white. I think white is what attracts mosquitoes, right?
Oh,
now
I don't know.
I'm forgetting. I forget. I went somewhere and they were like, you have to wear this color if you want to attract them and this color if you don't want to attract them. I think it's white.
I would like to know that.
I have to look back. But if the mosquito lands on the panel, then it dies 30 minutes later. So, I mean, I certainly have been on the porch where I think I've been attacked by the same mosquito 6 times on my leg. So it's helpful to have them dying off and leaving you alone after a bit.
Just one more barrier of kind of keeping them away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you can close your panels, but maybe, you know, to keep them out, I suppose. But they're always going to squeeze in there.
And they're sneaky like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just kind of think of like,
super inventive.
out of Africa, like, mosquito tents type of thing. But like in a drapery panel that's actually going to
perform
and get rid of the mosquitoes, which, here in Atlanta, it's
brutal.
Crazy.
I feel like that's,
I think it's kind of everywhere. Most everywhere where there's
Maine,
humidity.
They make fun of it too.
Like, oh, really?
The size of mosquito.
I guess I always think of, you know, the humidity that really ramps it up. But
it's in the Midwest too. I mean, it's, they're just crazy.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah. But I love those. Those are so
exciting. I didn't know
exciting.
Those were a thing.
Yeah. They're new for us.
Oh, very fun.
I think, I mean, this is the only vendor that I've ever seen make anything like that. And the vendors... they're exploring, they're super technical with their products. So they're exploring a lot of different manufacturing capabilities to roll out beyond just the mosquito part, you know, looking at anti-pollution drapery panels that help filter the air. And so we're excited to partner with them and maybe roll some new ideas out.
That is super exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. So
all right, get
talking. Where do we pivot from that?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I don't have any more. Do we have any zappers that are attractive?
No. Roach killers.
No. Pass.
Okay, so now we have our rugs and our drapery and our outdoor set and our pillows. Mm-hmm. So what else do we need for that outdoor space?
How about some lighting?
Oh, we definitely need lighting. Yeah. All right, what are we doing for lighting these days? What are we offering, seeing, loving?
I think the solar is the big winner here. And we offer some solar lighting and some lamps, floor lamps.
Yeah, I feel like the lamps are sort of a newer...
which is great.
Newer style that we've seen come outdoors.
So solar lamps.
Yes.
So I don't have to plug it in.
You
but it's like a table lamp.
Self-charging. Yeah.
Holds some power.
Yeah.
And then we have the decorative spheres that can be placed into your landscaping. And that's such a great look. It's fun. It's playful.
Yeah. Add dimension.
Those are great for parties.
Yeah. So such a great look. And of course, string lights. Who doesn't like a great string light throughout their yard?
Right.
We have
so romantic.
Yeah. We have neighbors that light them up every night. It's like, wow, a party every night. You know, I think party, but they think this is the way I want to highlight my yard. So it's such so fun.
I think I've talked about it on here. We have them over our dining table, and I could have put anything. Like, we could have hung and put, like, you know what I mean? We could have put fixture we wanted at the time. And my husband still, he loves a string light. He just loves how it looks. So we literally
kind of like,
instead he was like, put an idea. He has an outlet up in a ceiling so that he can start them. That's what he did. Instead, he planned how he was going to string them. So yeah, it was like built into
that. Oh, that's brilliant.
That's smart.
Well, I love that.
Well, part was thought through. Yeah. I mean, like, that he wanted string lights specifically. And I was like, okay. So yeah, it's not even, you know what I mean? It was not makeshift. This was just because it's so, it does.
You were troubleshooting and coming up with string lights. Correct. Like, it's the look you wanted and started with.
Yeah. Which is, again, so I do think it has, and you know, there's, even with the string lights, like the offerings there are so, they've varied so much and different opportunities to hide the bulb or shades on it. Yeah. There's so much fun. Yeah.
You know, I had a party last year and I took our outdoor Christmas lights that were really kind of like micro Christmas lights. And I put those along paths to kind of lead people through our yard or like places where there were definite dips. And I just put those on the ground.
That's fun.
Because they're super, super long.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a fun.
Well, yeah. That is a fun.
Absolutely. Creative use of them.
Yeah. And go ahead.
But we also offer some pendants for just a few for some covered outdoor spaces. So if you want something hanging over your dining table or just create a mood.
Yeah.
It's great. And then they have been designed for damp spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
And you plug them in?
No,
hardware.
Yeah. Nice. So we have the Piedmont, the Carriage House, and the, I never know how to say it, Moravian?
The Moravian.
Yeah, Moravian. Oh,
yeah.
I started seeing that in a larger scale, too, out there.
So
I feel
fun.
Like people are starting to go oversized with their outdoor lighting, which is fun.
Oh, even when they're hung at different
heights. So like clusters.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. Those are great.
That's so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think a planner. Or a series of planners and plants, you know. I think that's a good, great way of defining spaces, too.
Yes.
Obviously, we have the rug that helps, but...
What do you mean by defining the spaces? Like,
I think it's just so common to have, you know, a porch that's really long and narrow, and it doesn't make sense to have one use of the space. Like, you got to kind of divide it up and make it a little more logical for seating. So maybe you've got a living setup in one area and you've got a dining setup in the other, and you sort of need a transition to make it feel separated. Then I feel like planners can do that. They kind of help define the corners of a space, or you can kind of create like a wall of that.
Yeah. Almost like an architectural
detail,
you know, a stopping point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We have some idea. We have some new planters this year that are so sweet and so special.
I mean, as I said, defining the space, Suzanne Kassler's Regency Planner.
Stunning.
I mean, it's so beautiful. And it's, I mean, it's a statement. It's
I don't definitely
know what the measurements are, but it's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
And yeah.
So it feels like an architectural element.
Right.
That, are those the ones that look like the ones in Paris?
Yeah.
Kind of like European.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Those are great because you could put a tree or a bush or just fill it with
flowers.
Okay.
I know with specifically with my house, but I'm sure other people have a similar challenge. But my house is not my entrance to my house, like the steps up to my house. It's not symmetrical, but I like symmetry. And so I feel like, you know, if your house is not symmetrical and you're trying to kind of create that look, then I feel like planners are an easy way to sort of offer some symmetry when your house is not otherwise giving it to you. You know?
Also celebrating your entry.
Yeah.
I mean, such a good welcome too, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, outdoors is all about, it's all about welcoming people into your space.
Absolutely. Yeah. We also introduced the Malin planters, which is a newer planter that's more contemporary in look. And it's kind of a green gray color. So that's a kind of a different color for us in different heights. So it's really beautiful. And I think for some of the more contemporary homes, even traditional homes, adding something contemporary can make it feel fresh and new.
A clean line.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mix the old and the new.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
And then lanterns too. I forgot about lanterns, just the way we can use those to really add light and elegance to either a dinner or a path
or just to accessorize the space. Mm-hmm.
Especially now that they have the candles, you can like click a light, you know, click a remote and they all come on too.
It's fancy.
I like the battery operated. You don't have to worry about them during a party.
But there's like scale with our lanterns. So I was in our store the other day and saw our new scallop.
Yeah, the Salem.
Our new Salem? Scallop.
The lantern or the planter? Because we have both.
Okay.
Well, she said the word scalloped, and I was like, I don't know where we're at. Are we embedding?
Right.
We're all over the place. Scallop. Tabletop.
Okay. So first of all, we have scallop planters that are so adorable. Yeah. That have a beautiful kind of vertigree finish to them.
The little ball feet.
I mean, they're just so sweet and so feminine and just beautiful.
And kind of have an antique vibe. You know.
Oh, they totally feel found. Yeah. Like you just scored the best deal at the antique store. Mm-hmm. But we have a scallop lantern, to go back to that. And I hadn't seen it in person because, you know, we're still from home quite a bit. And I didn't see it. And oh, my gosh.
And the scale of it?
Yeah.
Meaning it's big?
Yeah,
it's so bigger big.
So where do you put it? Where do you put the big ones?
Wherever you want.
I have some big ones and I have them on the ground next to like my fireplace to kind of flank that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I think if you had a super long table, you could kind of do a cluster in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I like to have them at a party.
They're tall.
Super tall.
They're super tall. Yeah. I mean, but that would be
super tall. How tall?
Yeah.
How tall is this table? 36 inches?
30 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't quote me on it. Check the website.
I don't know.
But like,
I probably wouldn't put that on my table. No, I would say on the ground.
It's definitely not a table. Yeah. But if you were, you know, if you really wanted to define a space or put it next to a sofa or on a path or on a pedestal. But it comes in two sizes. Yeah. So that was exciting to me. But I was kind of blown away at this beautiful brass scallop statement. It was so pretty.
And it has that pretty frosted glass, which is really different. So it gives it more of a glow.
Without seeing what's in there.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, which is good for the fake candles. But the battery operated.
Okay. So now I'm designing my outdoor porch.
So you know what I've done with a lantern? I've taken string lights and just piled them in there. Not string lights. The little
mini lights.
Yeah, the star lights and loaded them up. And it looks so cool.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's a great idea.
Different. Yeah. Because it would be, those would be really great on a porch, like on the ledge of a porch, if it was like brick or cement, something substantial that can hold that.
Yeah.
That would be really pretty.
Yeah. I think it adds a lot of, you know, romance and, you know, mystery. And I like it. I like a good lamp and a good lantern. So.
Yeah. Me too. Oh, that's so exciting.
All right. So we have front porch decor. I feel like we've talked a lot about that. And then what about actual entertaining? We've kind of talked about more of a sitting kind of cocktail-y, but what about dinner? We're doing dinner outside. What do we want for that kind of area? Because you just talked about lanterns, which made me think
you're going to want some romantic lighting, soft lighting, glowing lighting. Don't rely on your overhead. Only, right?
Oh, don't we have rechargeable little mini lamps with scallops too? Speaking of scallops.
Right?
We also offer a brass oil lamp. We have the candle holders that are on that long pedestal. We saw them in the store this morning and they look so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I talk about this every time we talk about outdoor, but we have these candles that are also mosquito repellent.
Citronella.
Okay, but no.
Yes.
But They are citronella, but they don't smell like citronella. They're
they
like
smell like expensive
fancy
candles.
Yeah, they really do. They do. They have the citronella benefit, but it's like a sea salt.
What?
It's a really light scent. It's a lovely scent. And I feel like I talk about this all the time because I've used the same. I bought like a huge one and I'm on season 3 with it.
Nice. Oh, wow. That's like, good to know.
Yeah.
Because I was eyeballing it in the store this morning.
Totally worth it.
And they have incense and a spray that you can use.
I do it all now.
Do we sell a bundle with the drapes?
No, because you don't need them with the drapes.
Ah, that's true.
That's true.
Pick your poison.
Pick your poison. Love it.
Yeah. But I have a big one. I have little tea lights, you know, just to kind of pop around. And then
that's a good tip for your dinner party.
I also have the incense. I guess I have amassed a whole collection, but they're totally worth it and completely needed. And unless you have the drapes.
And the packaging is beautiful too.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
It's all about the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do think you need some good, also like plates and like cups and things you're not going to fully stress about, especially if you end up like your table's in a like pea gravel area or something where you're worried someone's gonna either like trip or like drop
it. Yeah. Poolside.
Or poolside. No glassware.
Yeah.
Right.
So melamine is the way to go. Yeah. For sure.
Is melamine the material for the plate and the cups?
Mm-hmm. We do offer both. Okay. Yes. So and they're dishwasher safe.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not well versed in the tabletop, but I do feel like they're cups that are also outdoor safe, but not melamine. But I'm not sure what the material is.
I'm not sure what the material is. If they're acrylic or whatever. But okay. But if you look through our catalog and you see all these outdoor, like beautiful, like wine glasses and you know lemonades, and those are in outdoor safe, like pretty indestructible glasses. And I'm amazed every time. I'm like, can we show that outside? That's next to a pool and it's glass. And then they're like, no, that's not glass. I was like, I shouldn't be fooled again.
I know.
But I am every time.
You do have to have it though in your pool areas because that would be terrible to like
have to drain your pool because you got a piece of glass in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As somebody who now owns that body of water, I'm like, no, no.
And I do want to mention in the melamine that we do have a scallop detail that carries on through. So
good.
We are now complete.
So we've actually changed our theme of this podcast.
That's right.
Now what do
everything
we
everything scallop.
But it goes really back to like what you said too, is that feminine touch and the florals and, you know, just really give such a romantic vibe
it's happening so much inside, so
yeah,
it's gonna trickle outside too. Got wallpaper inside, you got to figure out how to get that detailing to your outdoor products too.
I know, but like garden party
oh my gosh, Central. Garden party. And I think the drapery too, like you were saying, it's almost like that adds the pattern that wallpaper would give inside.
Totally
right. So that's a really good point of like as we continue to like want more pattern and maximizing.
Well, I think that's where we get into the pattern pillows too. I feel like a lot of the patterns that we have rolled into the pillow assortment are trends that we're seeing inside that are translating to the pillow. So these multicolor florals and the small scale florals and ecots, multicolor ecots.
Game outside, like the details.
The pillow game is strong. Personality is going
to
come.
Right? I think that's still shocking in the last few years to watch like outdoor become like, oh, it came with this one pillow and this one cushion.
Check. The one that came with it.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. And whereas now it's like, no.
There's more on there.
And then you get a solid or a stripe and that's it. And now it's so many patterns, edge details.
Yeah, you're right. Edge details is, you know, we haven't really talked
and
about
the
that,
ruffle.
But fringe, and you're starting to get that those designer elements that, you know, you used to have custom made, but you're able to buy them in this kind of pre-thought out color assortment where, you know, you're not having to stress over it.
The outdoor living is just absolutely wild because we've literally taken every material possible that you can take out, like that is made for outdoors. And like, oh, here's your option. Like, you know, so you really can have a whole unique, beautiful kind of.
And even things that are not necessarily made for outdoor, because we did in the catalog, we did a few tablecloths.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, sure. Like, yeah. Things that we sell as outdoor, but like they're soft enough, you could easily bring them inside.
Right.
Especially when they're performance.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we did because our performance fabrics are getting really fantastic patterns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did that mm-hmm. in a few shots where we did a really beautiful sombrella fabric that has a botanical print woven mm-hmm. into it and made that into a custom tablecloth. And I mean, spill away.
Right, inside and out. I mean, it's just perfect.
Spill away.
Okay.
No. It is true. Like the outdoors feels like a place that you can, you worry less, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to have a handprint on your, you know, on a
right.
silk drapery that you're like, okay, thanks for coming over or spill the wine.
Right. And, right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So back to this like party I had in the fall for a bunch of teenagers. I did a dinner party for a bunch of teenagers and
they're sophisticated teenagers.
It was really cute. But I was like, oh my gosh, like I've got these folding tables and that was looking gross. So I kind of had a whole bunch of fabric by the yard mm-hmm. That was sombrella that I just kind of keep amassing.
Yeah.
And kept draping those over tables
oh,
and
great.
Used those as a tablecloth. And believe me, they did spill away. There was Chinese food everywhere. And, you know, and so I just threw it in the wash and it was great.
That is so, nice that you didn't have to like...
That's a perfect infomercial.
I mean, but the thing is too, is that we...
Sham!
Right? I mean, but we do sell like the sombrella by the yard. So you could just get a whole bunch of that and drape it around. Yeah. And
absolutely.
There you've got like an instant tablecloth.
Yeah.
I have another key component that we haven't talked about for outdoor.
How have we not talked? What? What did I miss?
Outdoor umbrellas.
Oh, dumb.
Oh my goodness.
That was dumb. That was dumb. I love an outdoor umbrella.
Me too.
For me too, it's that visual height. You need in a space that accompanies. Last year, I updated my umbrellas. I got the canopy replacement, mm-hmm. and I went with more of a stripe. I had a solid. Oh my gosh,
neighbors. We talked about it for weeks, Taryn.
Oh, sorry. Everyone listening probably is also like, we've heard about this, Taryn.
Yes, we know.
Point being is, I was just shocked how much of an impact it had.
And
all my neighbors texted me. They were like, what kind of pool party's happening over there? They're like, your cabana is looking fantastic.
You're like, thank you. It's just Tuesday.
Yes.
It's the IP.
Yeah, just Tuesday. Still looking to hire a cabana boy. But other than that, we're...
Okay, but okay, so I just want to give a shout out to the quality of our umbrellas too, because like when I first moved to Atlanta, I bought like an outdoor umbrella and it was fine. And they kind of last a season. They last a year, they fade, whatever. Again, I bought one mm-hmm. of our umbrellas and a cover and I think I'm on year 5
mm-hmm.
and I just,
I replaced
because
I wanted pattern. That was it.
Right.
The other one, I sold the other one because it was, I like bleached it and mm-hmm.
the cover holds up great, even through all of the pollen.
I actually haven't really washed mine yet and I haven't even looked into how you do it. So the umbrella?
Kelly, tell me if I'm doing this right.
Oh, okay.
But I just threw it in the washing machine.
And it's easy to get off.
I brush it off.
Interesting. Okay.
And
it's
because
easy.
Because the covers are sombrella again, like I added bleach to it because it was, I have a turquoise and white stripe.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay.
And and the pollen mm-hmm. just like cakes on there.
The white, you know you're going to clean it,
but you throw bleach in there with it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because all of the color and pigments are woven, are infused. They're part of the acrylic that makes up the thread that makes up the weave. Right. So go to town. Like use whatever.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
For that. No judgment.
For the cleaning?
Yeah.
There's no judgment.
Okay. There's no
I'll
judgment.
I'll hold your hand through this. I've washed it on a lunch break.
But you only washed it to sell it.
I've washed mine. Right? But I'll tell you, if you have an aggressive agitator like I do, it's since been pushed to the curbside. It was a little rough on it. So
the agitator.
I have
a front loader, so I didn't have the agitator.
Yes. Okay.
So,
oh my God,
that's good to know.
I was so agitated by the agitator, I got rid of it.
You just popped it out of your washer?
No, I bought a new one.
Okay.
So, you know, I would tend to, after that had happened and it was a little rough on the canopy, we spread ours out on the ground and we get that power washer out.
Get to low setting.
Low setting. Yes. Low setting.
We messed something up once.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You can't be crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it looks brand new.
Amazing.
Brand new.
I do. Yeah, I do appreciate just that. That fabric,
but then it's the frame too.
Easier, huh?
I'm on year 10 with my
frame.
Yeah,
The frames are metal, right? On the umbrellas. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
It's and those are powder coated.
Powder coated as well. So I mean, the finish is still the same finish. I have the bronze, and it looks great.
Yeah, okay. I have one too, and I love it. It's so it never gets stuck. Mm-hmm. The crank is always easy, and it.
I like the tilt.
And it goes, and then it tilts back, and you're like, oh. Look at me.
We also,
the tilting's so nice for just shading at certain times of day. Going back to that. Like there's just certain times that you're like, I need a little more coverage over here.
Yeah. And this season we're offering a smaller one, a 7.5 foot that we didn't have previously. So for smaller space living, when you have to really consider the canopy because it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. It could really work great for a smaller space. And that will come in some solids, our best-selling solids. So we're excited about that. And, of course, we have cantilevers.
So the cantilevers is great, too.
Especially if you have sectional and you need some coverage.
Yeah.
So if you buy the big upholstered
Various sizes.
So, listener, we are quality testing all of this at our own home.
Yes, like, absolutely. All the
time. Yeah.
Well, I can't help. I mean, it's so good. And we just have so many beautiful looks, too. You can really cover your gamut of what your home looks like, especially the umbrellas. I mean, some of those are like drama, like with the curves and the fringe. Like, that is a lot of look. Like, you are really bringing that, elevating your space. So,
you know what I really find interesting is I follow a few accounts on Instagram where they're in Palm Beach, and a handful of them have our Positano towel stand because it just looks so festive outside in the black and sand stripe. It's so much fun, and it's funny because I'll see them and they'll use them for parties. Well, they'll load up the shelves with drinks and appetizers. So it's super fun. It's great when
those
you see your
so
product
cute.
In unexpected places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That is really cute. Those are really, again, talk about like packing a punch for,
I mean,
cool area.
Totally makes your whole home feel like a resort all of a sudden just by putting that in there.
And we offer also outdoor storage options. We have the Cassine storage, which coordinates with our Navio. And that's great because you can put cushions in there, pool toys, whatever. And it just kind of cleans up your outdoor space and keeps things dry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Outdoors come a long way.
It sure has.
It really has.
I think COVID, that was another silver lining to COVID.
It's get outside.
Get outside, make it feel good, make it look good.
Yeah, and extend your living space as much as possible.
Especially when you couldn't go anywhere.
Retrain that. Yeah, absolutely.
But it still is such a nice place to entertain. Like you said, I think everyone just reaps the benefits of being in nature and then having just a comfortable space versus sitting on a rock or, something kind of uncomfortable. It's so nice to feel indoors but outdoors. So.
Yeah.
One thing we definitely didn't note that is fantastic for, and I know we mentioned it probably 1,200 times in the podcast, is the faux outdoor
boxwood.
Yes. And we have planter fillers for everyone without a green thumb.
That
who
would
again,
be me.
Yes, yeah. Like, and or you're hosting a party and you're like, cool, everything in this planter is dead. Like, go to's because if you fill your planter, you can stock that thing away, and then I said,
absolutely.
When it does,
just pop it in.
It's a great pop in. And again, you just don't have to water it all season. The sun can shine down on it. The rain can pour.
The sun shining down on it is like an important detail, though, because I will say I can walk around my neighborhood and I see some faux plants that are blue from sun.
Right.
And they don't look good.
Right.
So having some of that UV protection is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because ours looks so real.
Filler. It does.
Yeah. I love the look.
It's such an easy. I was just going to say, I think that's it. There's just a lot of people who are like, I
was on the edge of my seat to wait, hear what you're talking about.
And did it live up to it?
It did.
It did.
You're right. We should talk about it.
It's so easy. It's so easy. So.
Well, we have this great video on YouTube as well that with Carmen Johnson.
Gosh.
And she took our faux boxwood ball and
showed us how to do the whole planter.
She did this. Have you seen this? It's so great.
I missed that
so
one.
She put a 5 gallon bucket into the Rodin planter.
Mm-hmm. And then, a hole in it or something.
Yeah. So for drainage. Yeah, okay. And then before she put the boxwood ball on top, she took plants, like some trailing plants and some colorful things, and kind of shoved them in at all the corners and then around it. And then plopped the boxwood ball on top. And it just,
it looked flipping fantastic. Mm.
It just looks so
I think Caroline went home and did
done.
The, like,
yeah.
Did, yeah. Like, she legit went it. Home and like did well, the exact
I mean, the scale of it too. I mean, even if you do have a green thumb, if you are deciding that you need large planters and you want them to look good right away, you can't get a boxwood that's going to look that beautiful right off the bat. Like, it's going to take a little love to get there.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a nice immediate solution until you can get the real deal going if you have a green thumb, which I do not have.
Okay. So one more thing that's like, it's kind of a sneaky outdoor product, is our chinoiserie. Yeah. Our chinoiserie is outdoor safe.
Oh. Yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Yes,
I did
so we have chinoiserie planters. And
are they all porcelain?
I don't know.
Remember.
I don't know. What, yeah. I don't know materials.
Yeah.
I just know like,
yeah.
I'm always going through and I'm like, can we show that outside? Is that really outdoor safe?
And looking.
Yeah.
That is certainly totally is. That you're going to see. Like, you know, we go to show houses for inspiration and to see what's going on. And I mean, that's been around for so long and it's still just as relevant as it's ever been.
Yeah.
Indoors oh my goodness. Out. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, just so, so elegant and so amazing. But yeah. Are you looking?
And of course, it's with our outdoor colors.
I know, I was flipping, but now I'm shopping, so actually, I have to stop.
Stop shopping?
Yeah, now we're all looking through the catalog.
we'll have it noted instead.
Yeah.
Kelly just flipped to the page that's featuring, we kind of gave our spa colorway a refresh this year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And so we used to have a canopy stripe that was spa on a kind of sand ground color, and now it's on a white, and I feel like it's totally given it a new personality.
It looks totally fresh.
Maison, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quatrefoil inspired on that white.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Yeah. I feel like spa's back in a good way.
Yeah. And spa is like a blue that has a little bit of green in it.
Yeah.
A little bit of yellow into it. Yeah.
And it's always been such an important color, but our spa and sand always kind of looked a little, it was fatiguing for sure. And it really wasn't the important color it once was.
It totally pops.
Yes. But especially, with the white, whoa, it's so pretty.
Yeah. Especially on that new pillow that you made, Amy, with the ruffled edges. Yeah. I love it so much that I made it real big in the catalog.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the love.
So cute.
It's so cute. We were all flipping out about it when we were like, we saw it. So,
That's one of those wallpapers back, the ruffled pillows back. I feel like the late 80s and the 90s are coming back.
Oh,
in full
my
swing.
Goodness. Just comes around, goes
first
around.
First in style.
Yes.
Clothing. Bring, now in homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bring Laura Ashley back.
Yeah.
Totally good. Awesome. Well, thank you both.
Yeah,
do
we
so
miss
much.
Anything like, else anything that we need?
We could go on and on. But,
I mean, we usually do.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, this is so great.
I think it was good to highlight what was, you know, what we think is going on outside and what, you know, it's a new way of thinking about outdoors. And I think it's great for everyone to kind of make the best of.
Individualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. To really make it personal and to bring an outdoor room to your home. I think that's just so exciting.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. Yay. And for those customers that are close to our retail stores really need to go in and see it all because
all of the stores have
super inspiring
outdoor up right now. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to go sit and see and hear, you know,
see how they put things together.
Mm-hmm. See all the fabrics together and all the pillows, tons of pillows. So again, if you need that wow factor
and that bit of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks
well,
for
thank
having
you
us.
So much.
Thank you guys.
So
nice.
You.
And that's our show. You can find all of the show notes on our blog, howtodecorate.com/podcast.
To send in a decorating dilemma, email your questions to podcast@ballarddesigns.net so we can help you with your space.
And of course, be sure to follow us on social media at Ballard Designs.
Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a review. We'd love to hear your feedback.
Until next time, happy decorating.